Uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka.
Eons ago, in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the annoying one showed up with a prophecy. And this was really cool, because the prophecy went pretty much like this. The master will meet the slayer, and on that day, the slayer will die. Now, he gets around and gets pretty annoying for a while, and eventually, on prom night, Buffy meets the master, the big bad of the season, and the master kills her, drowns her actually. Luckily, a few short moments later, somebody else shows up who knows CPR and brings Buffy back. The immediate result of this situation is a pretty pissed off slayer. This does not end well for the master. Why am I bringing this up? Well, it's that I do love predictions, predictions, prophecies, all that sort of stuff, or visions of the future. And it's kind of relevant to one of my interests. Now, I will not be offended if you just skip this episode, because it's a completely pointless rant as to what I believed as of 2 years ago, before going into The Force Awakens. Now, it's been slightly revised because something hit me earlier on today while I was preparing. And basically, I tried... Okay, I've been waiting for The Force Awakens since the music faded out at the end of Return of the Jedi. So when they announced that there would be a new Star Wars, I was happy. Then they pointed out that those would be cleaned up version of the movies I've just seen. I was not happy, but I went, hoping something else would come by. And then, of course, they went and made the prequels. All we needed to know about the prequels was the couple of sentences. You served my father well in the Clone Wars. And, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much all we needed to know. Anakin Skywalker fought with, did stuff with General Kenobi. Stuff went sideways. And Anakin went bad and became Darth Vader. Kind of, that's all you really needed to do, needed to enjoy the next couple of movies. But problem is, George Lucas kept on rethinking the stuff. I mean, to the point that while people were lining around the block to go see the original Star Wars, he called Mark Hamill to ask him to show up and redo a couple of lines. The movie was in theater worldwide, and he wanted to change a couple of lines, just tweak the performance a bit, which is fine to a certain extent, but he kept on doing that, and to the point that when the whole thing exploded from one movie to a franchise, he kept tweaking the idea and the story, and, well, let's say that when discussing the progress of the story, I think George Lucas is about as reliable as Donald J. Trump. But for a good reason. It's reasonably well documented that he kind of panicked and realized a lot of people were counting on him for producing Star Wars and cool stuff and creating a lot of enjoyment, and he was terrified of letting people down. Anyway, that is not important. This stuff exists and it's way cool. But one of the problems with that is, of course, that what was honestly meant as one movie with possible sequel, other movies in the same universe telling more of the story, when he realized he could make more than the first batch of three, he, for no satisfactory reason, went for the prequels, with enough material for two movies, not three, and basically turned what was a multi-generation saga focusing on the Skywalker clan into the tragedy of Darth Vader, which, storytelling-wise, is an interesting idea. However, it kind of sucks when you realize that the hero was supposed to be Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader was the villain. Sidekick to the villain, but still, villain. Now, again, kind of irrelevant. So, I, being a long-term fan and remembering how much fun I had find trying to figure out who the hell was Boba Fett, most interesting variation on the idea was Roberta Fett, Luke's mom. Yeah, it wasn't the best concept, but the no disintegration could be explained away as grabbing Jedi, freezing them, and keeping them on ice until it would be possible to bring him back. You could have a few dozen fully functional Jedi in storage for when you get a chance, or if you can find a colony somewhere. It made sense. A bit. Now, so the question, or the interesting puzzle, was to figure out what happened during the time between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens. Now, I'm going to tell you what I came up with at the time, and I will explain also why I think all the details, because otherwise it's kind of silly. Now, the first point is I'm going to make a guess at the time. This is, of course, fairly silly and probably completely inaccurate because Jar Jar Abrams was in charge of Force Awakens, which made it cool, but is story integrity and research and solidity of plot not exactly his thing. But he does cool really well. So the first idea is to track down when The Force Awakens takes place. Now, the first hint we've got, or the easiest hint we've got, is roughly, it should be around 30 years later. The second hint, now, this is just, generation later, which they did for the first split, so. But more importantly, we have a couple of hints. The first hint is Obi-Wan Solo. Remember, the guy he was named after is called Obi-Wan Kenobi, not Ben. Obi-Wan. So the kid's name should be Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan Solo. Of course, he shares the nickname, Ben, which happens whenever somebody names someone after somebody else. If the nickname is connected to the name, rather than the personality, the nickname sticks. Now, he's been cast for a 33-year-old or so, that looks a little younger, so about 30 years. And Obi-Wan Solo should have been born, let's go for a wild-ass guess, probably a year or so after the Battle for Endor, which is when Leia and Han kind of decided stuff should happen, or decided they actually liked each other. So now we have a 30-year window. What we have to place on there is the disappearance of Luke Skywalker, a vision concerning Kylo and the Kylettes, the apparition of Rey, and, those are the important ones. Now, we know that Luke Skywalker disappeared. He seems to have disappeared because, things went really bad with his original project, which, according to most guesstimates, would have been setting up a Jedi school. Now, there's, going for the guesstimate and all, there's two general possibilities. Either he tried to train Kylo, or he tried to set up a school, and he messed up. Now, if he messed up training Kylo, he's gotta be... Would you actually try to convince me that my childhood hero is so freaking incompetent in training that he spent years with Obi-Wan Solo and couldn't shake him out of his worship of Darth Vader? The worship of the dark side? I mean, seriously? What kind of idiot do you think me for? It's not an option. Now, so when did Skywalker disappear? The fact that BB-8 knows R2-D2, this is an extra bit thrown in, would mean that it would be in the last couple of years of that 30-year section. But if that's the case, you're telling me that Luke spent 25 years setting up Jedi Academy and came up with nothing? Like, such a big nothing that even a massive betrayal would wipe everything out. Shaky. So, I'm thinking that the mess up, it has to be a mess up, it has to be a single shot mess up, and it can't be too incompetent because, childhood hero and star of the thing and all that, so it can't be too bad of a mess up, but he's got to mess up spectacularly. So here's the option, here's the idea. 5 to 10 years into the inter-movie section, Skywalker gets seduced and betrayed, sets up a school, mostly by recruiting or just accepting people for training, because, gee whiz, there's a Jedi out there, there's a Jedi Master. People would be crawling out of the woodwork trying to get some training. He tries to train them. I'm using seduce because there's a couple of important details coming up. My best bet would be that one of the students, the one who betrays him, seduced him, a nice female, and in the mess, ran away. Betrayed him, destroyed the school, whatever. But then ran. Guilt or simply realizing she's just betrayed the guy who took down the bloody emperor. And that would probably not... That's not something that should have a good life expectancy if you really take them off. So, okay, so she's on the run. Call that about 10 years in. This means that for the next 10 years or so, Luke tries to find stuff, better training, better whatever, and basically gives up 20, 25 years in and disappears, which gives us the situation at the beginning of the movie. Now, Obi-Wan Solo is born a couple of years in. By the time he's old enough to be trained, his uncle is missing. Mom might try to do something about training him. Of course, there's no way in heck a teenager will listen to his mom about something profound like the Force, and or believe that grandpa was actually a bad guy and things go bad, which also ends up with a bit of an issue in the Solo Organa family, which again, we'll see when Force Awakens starts. Now, what this gives us, if Skywalker is seduced and betrayed rather than just betrayed and school destroyed, well, also, if it happens in the 5 to 10 year period, then you've got fairly lightly trained people. If it happens recently in the 25-year mark, it means that you've got people better trained than Luke Skywalker in the school, which means taking out the school gets pretty suicidal. I mean, it should be incredibly difficult unless you, like, bomb the place from orbit, which would not generate the betrayal and depression. Most likely not, anyway. Being seduced by someone, betrayed by someone he was seduced by, would crush the poor guy. Now, if we use those numbers, where's Rey from? And that's where it gets interesting, because that period, 5-10 years in, is the perfect timing for Rey to be conceived. And, bonus, I don't think anyone that qualifies as human decent human being would let a child be raised with absolutely no connection, no information, no nothing. Well, anyway, not somebody who's supposed to be a good guy. If he doesn't know she exists, it can escape. Now, he may have seen her in the few odd visions, but we know from Yoda that, well, the future is always in motion, and basically you're seeing a lot of possibilities, possible futures, possible past. And even if a girl, then a young woman, who kind of looks like the betrayer, shows up on his island with his lightsaber in divisions, that could be dismissed by as either weird dreams or a possible future if she hadn't betrayed him. You know, that kind of thing. There's no way you can tell. This gives us pretty much 30 years in. We have Ray without her family because mom's on the run. Dad doesn't know she exists. If you're on the run, you've picked up Luke Skywalker. I got a strange feeling quite a few bad guys will think they'll want you, even if it's only to get to have Master Skywalker owe them a favor. This could be a very, 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 very valuable thing. So, we've got the disappearance. We've got disappearing parents. Mom disappears at some point. Poor Rey, well, gets in trouble. Now, the thing that's a problem is the vision of Kylo and the Kylites. Well, Kylo and the Knights of Ren. Because we know by now, and I'm thinking about Force Awakens, and well, we had the vision before Force Awakens came out, and this was obviously Kylo and a bunch of bad guys after a massacre, and this was an important time point. But here's the interesting question. Kylo was fairly young, so it couldn't have been like Rey's childhood. It should have been recent if it happened. It can't have happened more than 5 to 10 years before when Kylo is in his 20s. Now, Kylo in his 20s. So one possibility is Kylo in his early 20s, going around with a bunch of toughs, and that's when he killed Rey's mom. That, I believe, is the likely scenario. The other option is that this is the betrayal and destruction of the school, but as I said, it's got to be in the recent past, which means that bunch, that 20-year-old Kylo with a bunch of thugs took on what Jedi Master Skywalker set up in 25 years. 20, 25 years. It's possible, unlikely. Not if the guy's supposed to be any good. But here's the other problem with that. If that was Kylo and the Knights of Ren, where the hell were they during Force Awakens? Because they won. They'd all survived. Which means, okay, so if that was 5, 10 years ago, which is the farther back in time it could have happened, most of them should have survived. I mean, they're on the side of the winners. And if individually, someone that would be in that gang should be in the pretty unfair range. Unless they ran across, like, another Jedi Master, and, well, we're short of those. So, was it really a flashback, or is it a scene from later, from Rey's future when she sees it? When Kylo comes back from his extra training with Grand Bastard Snopes, could he come back with his own apprentices, his own mobs? And that vision was from something important from Rey's future, either in the movie that comes out in a couple of days or the next one. That's kind of an interesting one. Now, the reason, and this is very important, the reason I want Rey to be a Skywalker is that for many, 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 many years, Star Wars was the saga of the Skywalkers. And I really don't like the idea of the Skywalkers being the bad guys. Because Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker, and Darth Vader were... sort of messed up in the first generation. There were the bad guy in the second generation. And the Skywalker descendant that we're actually guaranteed to have is Obi-Wan Solo, or Solo Organa, or Obi-Wan Organa, I'm not sure. We're not sure what's on his birth certificate. But he's the one we know is a direct descendant of Anakin, through Leia. But he should be the bad guy, and I don't want to see him go good. I know he's an asshole. I know he's an idiot. I know he should probably get neutered into something not quite nasty. But no. I don't want to see him go good. It was impressive for Darth Vader to come back to the good-ish. Because it was something exceptional. If every bloody fallen Jedi gets redeemed, it's turning into a running gag, not a worthwhile destiny. So that is one of my big issues. So that means it leaves Rey as the hero Skywalker. Actually, it would be interesting because then you'd have a generation of a Skywalker being a hero, falling and messing things up spectacularly. A generation of a Skywalker being the hero, with a second Skywalker being the bad guy and helping the good, the other one win. And finally, the third one would be the duel, the confrontation between the two Skywalkers, one on each side. Well, it's kind of the same as the previous one, but they'd both be establishing themselves rather than... it's more of a over-level playing field. Now, that's my... the other lineage that is possible for Rey, which is an easy one. Because, okay, Rey could be... she can be a Skywalker. I've just explained how I hope she comes to be. If that's not the case, there's another good source of good Jedi genes. If you watch the Clone Wars cartoons, you'll find out that Obi-Wan Kenobi was kind of, well, did the same thing and considered dropping out of the Order to hang out with Duchess Satine of Mandalore. If they did more than just have deep, meaningful conversations while in the quite long time they had together, again, it is possible that he wouldn't have known. She could have kept a kid secret. I mean, duchesses can do stuff like that by passing it off as somebody on the air, or just never saying who the kid's from, as long as she never brings it up with Kenobi. The kid would have been, well, disappeared and stuff, but again, we've got a kid on the run with what she thinks are her parents, dropping her off on Jakku, hopefully to pick her up later on after they got rid of whoever was chasing them, and failing miserably, which is also a possibility with Mandalore politics. Now, the third option is that she's just an unknown, somebody from nowhere. But that's really not Star Wars. It doesn't ring the bells of the cool, the epic, the families, all the relevant tragedies. And Star Wars keeps on, and I mean, that's one of the weaknesses of the whole thing, is the incredible level of recycling. I mean, everything happens to the same people. They always. I mean, people are trying to bring Boba Fett back. I mean, the creation of the clones based on Boba Fett is really shaky. It only works. And Boba Fett, as the original creation, the original character, as a misdirection to basically confuse the fan as to what was important, and then killed in such a deliciously offensive way. I mean, that was great. Trying to bring the character back as a flashback, that was kind of cool. But it was, again, reusing the same guy. And they've reused, so everyone's talking about reusing the Calrissian as being Finn's dad. Anyway. So those are her two most likely lineage, and my opinion should have been clear by now. We got that. We got the so now it's only a matter of 3 more days to find out. Possibly. Now, this is probably wrong, but man, it sounded cool. something else I really hope, I'm kind of hoping that Flynn is, okay, I hope that Flynn is a nobody, but I'm not quite sure. I love the structure from The Force Awakens, where you start with Poe as a lead as what seems to be the lead character for the movie, that serves to introduce Finn, who could have been the lead character, who serves to introduce Rey, who is the lead character. The sound of the fanboy's mind exploding all over the place was so beautiful. I love it. Now, the fact was that Poe was supposed to die during the crash, because that was his entire job. Introduce Finn, get him out of the Star Destroyer, escape the First Order. And Finn is a very nice character. Nicely rounded, he's got his own motivation. He is not motivated by trying to read the script and follow the plot. He's got his own very sensible goal, which is get the hell away from the mess. Now he's getting dragged into it. That's the kind of thing. Now, you could have a lot of fun with a Poe Finn romance, just again to get the fanboys' teensy brains to blow up. But I love the idea of him being the love interest so much. It would be so cool. I can't find out what's the most delicious. Have him just being the love interest? Or actually have him trained as a Jedi by the end of the series? But Thursday night, 7 p.m. The movie comes out on Friday, so I'll see you there. looking forward to it.